Hello. Let's see if we're live here. Hi, everybody. I love the feeling when I know it's live. I know I'm a little early today, so as the notifications go out, hopefully, it's a beautiful rain here today. That's why I love doing these streams outside. I'm like the mailman. Rain, sleet, snow, or shine. Apocalypse or no apocalypse, Big Bear is here to deliver the mail. All right, let's enjoy this by Red Pill Rooster again as you guys come in.
Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I'll send my kids off to war so I can drink more Pepsi. And I'm going to stand up and drink my Pepsi because I smoke doobies. What have you done, millennial? Besides, just pick up my scraps. It's all right. It's okay. They need this right now. Without compassion, there is no vision. I went to the moon, personally. You see that moon up there at night? Well, you're unemployed. Why don't you just buy a house? It's only $550,000. I paid $11,000. You have to have compassion for the baby boomer. I know it sounds literally impossible, but without it, you don't get to see more. You just get stuck in your new pen. Back in my day, when I went to college, it was basically free. What's your problem, millennial? Yeah, you're in $100,000 of crippling, unpayable debt, and there's no economic future because we sold it off piece by piece to... You see the moon? I made that when I was high getting a BJ. And then we landed on it. I did that. Me and my best friend buzzed. Ooh, Buzz Aldrin. You don't have a car? I own a Buick. It's a 1951 Buick that I spent $250,000 on to make it exactly like when I got my first BJ from that drunk girl. Yeah. Marriage is for losers. I married her and then I divorced her. Kicked her to the curb, buddy. She was a drag. The same baby boomer that threw away their children's future. They slugged down Pepsi, doobies. They think we went to the moon. They're trying to start another war with these retards. Got to attack China to save the moon. We got to make China pay for this epidemic. I was this close to dying from COVID-19 back in 2020. I was front line, front and center. But fortunately, I had my mask and my lotion and a lot of bandwidth in my basement. So, of course, I neglected my children's birthdays and my father's funeral. I didn't attend any of it. How could I? I mean, what's next? You want me to get COVID-19? So then I locked myself away, and I just squirted, and then I just went
to bed. My favorite thing about baby boomers is, and it's so true, too, that when they start saying things that they know they should be ashamed of, they just start getting mad. It's like, hey, what's this? Like, they don't have another way to take their emotions. They just start amping up the way they're talking. It's so funny to me. I mean, please.
Front line, front and center. But fortunately, I had my mask and my lotion and a lot of bandwidth in my basement. So, of course, I neglected my children's birthdays and my father's funeral. I didn't attend any of it. How could I? I mean, what's next? You want me to get COVID-19? So then I locked myself away, and I just squirted, and then I just went to bed. I'm a real American hero. And they think they're heroes. They will tell the story as if they are the hero.
They're quacking off.
Millions of Americans were dying, and the only way they could save themselves is by letting grandma die by herself in a little room. Because, you know,
dude, Kale Bear's hysterical.
Yeah. COVID-19.
Kale Bear just said two emotions, rage and squirt. Ah, that's so true. Crushing.
Because, you know, the statistical probability of dying from COVID-19 is 0.00001%. So, of course, they're going to abandon their own mother. This is a revealing. The apocalypse isn't the end of anything. It's the revealing to those who watch.
The baby boomers just keep quacking off. How dare you? Welcome, everybody. We have a few thousand people here already, a little bit early, but I love the sound of rain, and so I want to give you guys as much of this gorgeous sound as possible. Like, I'm under a nice little umbrella. Blue and white, Illuminati confirmed. And it's just so pleasant to sit in a nice field in the rain. Did you milk the goats? I milk the goats twice every day. That's another point I want to make is when people must be nice me, when they're like, oh, it'd be nice to have your own land. You don't have to have your Monsanto. And must be nice. I have a theory to throw out for you guys. I remember when I played lacrosse and in football, we used to do this thing called the gauntlet. And you make a tunnel and you run through the gauntlet and everybody on your team gets to hit you. And then you come out the other side. And the more of a dick you were, the more people would hit you. And it was like this beautiful rebirth, the gauntlet. Okay, so my gauntlet every single day is I wake up at 4:30, 4:45 in the morning, when the first crows start going, grah, wake up. And then I work all day. And then people are like, might be nice, I gotta eat this Monsanto food. It's like, yeah, because you're a lazy asshole. When you externalize people all your labor, when you just want to sit around all day, there's a price. And I don't think that the controllers are doing it to be mean. I think that they almost have too much empathy for lazy people. You know, I'm experiencing it with my one goat right now because I'm not going to let him die. I'm now feeding him 4 or 5 times a day because he was just like, I don't feel like looking for the tit. I'm like, Gary Jr., come on. He's like, part of me thinks that the right move would just to let him die. But he's not going to be breeding anyway. We're going to castrate him. But I have a fondness for goats, and I'm not going to let him die. So I'm now feeding him 4 times a day. I don't know where the tit is. It must be nice. So many people have externalized their chores. Do you know how hard it is? Don't get me wrong. It's both insanely easy and intuitive and super hard at the same time. Like, nature wants to feed you. You know, you can just forget about a garden and every year you'll get food. It wants to. You know, chickens, you can, you know, just, they survive. And they're just real survivors and they'll give you an egg every day. But like, to have fresh food, I can't go on a cruise. People are like, I'm going to go on my cruise ship. Oh, no, they're poisoning their food. No. In order to have this many people just eating from the trough like pigs without doing any of the labor entailed in getting your own food, they're going to have to cut corners. They're going to have to make it more efficient because it's you doing it to yourself. It might be net. You know how easy it is to go to a store and buy seeds and plant them in dirt? There's dirt and water everywhere. And then you have the acreage. No. You can do it on a quarter acre. There's YouTube videos where urban farmers are doing a quarter acre. They can feed themselves and their families. It just requires effort. It requires, and the way the gauntlet in football and lacrosse would work is you have to get through that birth canal. You know, you're running through it and everybody on the field gets to bam. And if you have a little resentment towards somebody, you give them an extra shot. And you get up, run, you know, might be nice. No, I'm just going to lie here and I'm not going to get out the birth canal. Yeah, nature has a solution for that. You die. You know what I'm saying? All right. It's amazing what you can grow on a windowsill. Exactly. More crushing, less squirting. Yeah. Hitting drills are my favorite. Yeah, it was. Dude, I love the gauntlet. I love the gauntlet. The gauntlet was great. And yeah, James True was talking about that in one of his streams where it was like, In American Indian War, you know, like the survivors, they would do a real gauntlet. And then the tribe leader on the other side would decide if that person entered the tribe or if they killed them. Genghis Khan did a very similar thing, where a lot of his biggest generals were people that were captured in war and stood their ground. You know, a giant oak tree is a little acorn that stood its ground. And, you know, I think people are drowning in empathy and an alleviation of pain. It's like, oh, pain is bad. You know, struggle is bad. If you want to be a good person, you just feed everybody. No. There's food every... Do you know you can eat dandelions? You know? And people are just like, it must be nice. I need my hot dog. And here's the irony. It's killing them. And so to be really compassionate, you got to let people go through the gauntlet. Waking up early. And dude, my body aches from it. Don't get me wrong. I'm like healthy from the food I eat and from all of it. But like I go to bed with my body hurts every day. You know, I miss going to the gym and just like working out on my pecs. My body aches. And so because of that, I get really fresh food, and my children are both 99th percentile in height. That's right. But yeah, you know, it's like, it's incredible. And that's why I don't care when people are like, oh, Monsanto, you know, they're spraying. It's like, then grow your own food, you fat fuck. I mean, but how am I supposed to squirt? You can make a salve. All right, motion is the lotion, BB. Right on. Well, I'm getting better. Like today I took George for a nice run. I got my stationary bike that I look at the ravine. And I just ride it sometimes. Because it's long cardio is what my body needs, I think. But I'm almost 40 and I fucking work with my hands like hours and hours and hours every day. That day, you know. Just learned that a couple weeks ago. All right. They only grow where the soil is decent. There's great soil everywhere. Yeah, that's why the Mormons, God, I love the Mormons. They go to Utah because everybody thinks it's shit soil, so they keep getting, like, sent to Utah, and then they make it awesome because of farming techniques. Ah, it's just bad squirt. It's just bad soil. Oh, I gotta jerk off again. Think about how many times people jerk off a week that claim Monsanto is coming for them. Like see that goat barn up there? Like, I have to take, like, hay from my truck, and I put it in a garbage bag, and I have to haul it up there every day, at least once, maybe twice a day, like Santa Claus, and put it in this big thing. That's just one of my chores. It's like, I have what? How many goats do I have now? Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I have 18 goats. 4 alpacas, 105 chickens, 2 bunnies, 6 ducks, 0 Mexicans. All right, gammas and boomers always punching the square bot. Oh, they love it. They can't stop beating their meat. I never really could masturbate. Oh, welcome back, Mama Bear Brazil 2.0. I actually thought that I overreacted to you a bit. It's because you're a woman. I know women will give vague calls to action, and it's in your nature, and it's why I don't think you should be able to vote. But, you know, when women just go, we need to stand up and do something. We need justice. It's infuriating for men because men require orders, but that's not the woman's job. The woman just motivates overall. We need justice. The man is like, who, where, how? And the woman's like, I don't care. Just squirt. I overreact. I should treat women different than men. Women and men are completely different. Oh, if they want to be able to... Well, I don't think they should. I don't think that they should have male jobs. You know? women support. Right, women are a fuel. They're the fuel that make men do shit. It's okay. I like you, Trigger. Me because my mom was trafficked at age 3 and my cousins were raped by grandpa. I have to forgive and grow. Right. I mean, if you want us to kill your grandpa, hang on. I'm not going to say that we're going to kill your grandpa, but yeah, my cousins were raped by grandpa. Right. So next time just be like, someone deal with my grandpa. It's the whole like, someone's got to do something. It's like, for what? You know, I'm sad. I'm mad. That's why women should have a bunch of dudes around them. Because what it is, so you have grandpa and then you have the people that trafficked and all that. But men need specifics or else you put us in a state of perpetual wheel spinning. You know, where it's like, someone do something. Epstein Island. It's like, what? If you show me your grandpa, now we're talking. All right. But then you need to trust the woman pointing out the grandpa, because women, as we all know, can be conniving little C-U-N-T's. And so you have to trust a woman that points out the bad man. You have to have a history and a tribal relationship. You understand? That's why. But so I overreact a bit, because that's what women do, and they should do that. That's how women act. Women are like, she came back? Of course she came back. Why wouldn't she come back? That's why their women have to point out the grandpa. Right, and you got to do it while it's happening. It can't be like generations later where it's like, I'm just mad that no one ever beat up grandpa. It's like, well, because this is what makes it so hard. That's why when I pointed, it's easy right now to point out David Hogg, because that whole psyop is over. I did it right while it was happening. And that's why I got kicked off Twitter. You know, but that's the most important time. When Gavin McGinnis was kicked off CRTV, I stood up for him before I even knew what happened. And Steven Crowder said, no, in text messages, I have them, said, no, don't do that. We don't know the story. You know, you don't want to go against CRTV. They might give you a show. And I said, Gavin McGinnis is my friend. The time you have to stand for people is when the metal is still hot. You know, the time you go at David Hogg is while they're doing the nonsense. It's not years later when Gaddafi was probably good. Yeah. You say it then. When grandpa's doing something, you say it then. You don't wait. You don't wait generations, and then you have this built-up darkness that you just want to take off on any grabber with a little hat. You guys get it. But he's so nice to me when he's grabbing you. I don't know what that means. That grandpa needs to be checked. I'm sure he's dead. A lot of times those type of men die young. Like, they die of cancer, I've noticed. I had a neighbor that was real molesty with his hands, and he died of cancer. All right. You got to let people know as it's happening. And there has to be specifics, and there has to be trust. And men, don't just white knight to get BJs. Like, if a woman's like, this guy hurt me, it's like, do you know the girl? Is there evidence? You know, it can't just be... Because women, by nature, also can, let's just say, they bend the truth. They might give you a show, wow, so revealing. Oh, yeah, it's terrible. And so when I immediately did a post defending Gavin McGinnis, and you guys were all with me, you guys can all verify that's exactly what I did. And then later it was turned out that he was fired unfairly, and that's when Steven Crowder had him on a show. But it doesn't matter, it's past. Right when it's happening. Right when they're taking your neighbor, that's when you follow the car. You don't wait. You don't say, well, after the death settled, well, yeah, then people are already dead. Like, if you see a kid being abused and shit, that's when you gotta do something. Exactly, my bro was accused. It was awful. He did nothing. Yes, women will do that as well. Women will falsely accuse. That's why it's very important to know. Ben, the truth. Yeah. Women, we all know what women do. Crowder's wrist is never going to heal. And I know men can bend the truth as well, but we're less prone to that. Which is our women, because of their small stature and because of how vulnerable they are with birth and all that and pregnancy, they have to, they feel they have to constantly politic and manipulate to not be in a bad situation. My father passed in a fight defending a woman that was raped. Nice. Good. I hope he won. Know your role in laughter and logos. Yeah. All right. So let's check out some cool stuff. So again, like women are the engine. And then that's why the love and trust with a good woman is so important, because they'll just throw energy around because of their emotions. But that power is what motivates the man. What are you guys up to? Where? I heard something too, but I didn't see anything. It's probably a tree. It could have been a cow just spiraling. Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Hey, alpacas, how are you guys holding up? The rain is kind of settling down, which is a bummer. I was really enjoying that. Yeah, it was really nice having a jog with Georgie in the rain. He's so happy in that park. All right. My name is Dimitri and all right. Not all use their power for God's work. No. No, not even close. All right. It sounds so soon. It's still raining, but it's like I was really digging how intense it was. But the flip side, you can study women by studying gammas. Yeah, yeah. Gamma males are men who act like women. And lesbians are typically women who act like men. But here's the thing. They still have the worst of both worlds. Like the lesbian, I was telling someone the other night, the best way to control the lesbian, if you have a lesbian boss, is start every sentence with, I feel that I. Because by the laws of lesbianism, they can't go against your feelings, especially when it's about self-empowerment. I feel that I deserve more money. The lesbian is now rendered, they can't say anything back. They're like, oh, then I have to give you more money. I feel that I deserve ... is the Achilles heel of the lesbian. Running in the rain is great. Oh, it's the greatest. The laws of lesbian. Oh, dude, it's like, it's how you truly can't hijack the lesbian. Because, you know, if you go against them with logic and stuff like that, they get mad. They're getting their Subaru. But I feel that I is a sentence structure. It's kind of like after 9/11, somebody even made fun of Giuliani on a debate. It made me laugh so hard. They're like, Giuliani's sentence structure is noun, verb, 9/11. Like, everything he did was 9/11, I need more tataxes. 9/11, remember 9/11? You know, I ran to 9/11. It was, everything was noun, verb, 9/11. And that was his golden ticket to get any goddamn thing he wanted. And so the way to hijack it back is you have to just understand these rules. Lesbians are dickless gammas, right? I feel that I. If you say, I feel that you, her feelings could then counter your feelings. It has to be, I feel that I deserve. I feel that I should have. I feel that I dot, dot, dot. Because if they go against that, it goes against their entire political and social power structure. Because the lesbian's entire power comes from her feelings and self-empowerment. So if they go against your statement of feelings and self-empowerment, it crumbles their entire castle. Timeouts once. So true, my sister is a lesbian. Any logic I use, she replies with, I feel. Right, so use it back at her. This is very basic. This is fighting techniques. You know, and so many people are like, no, they have to be like me. No, no, you're not marrying the lesbian. You're not starting an empire with the lesbian. You're dealing with them. You're just judoing them. I feel that I dot, dot, dot. Oh, because lesbians get very aggressive with large men, with like when they assume they have large penises. Because the lesbian, that's why they get a souped-up Subaru Forester, because they want people to look at them like they have a dick, but yet still curvy and soft. And so when you're dealing with people that look at you like, I want your dick inside of you, no, I want to have one. That is, you have to know how to get around it. Lesbian judo. They feel threatened. I feel that I just, that's it. All right. I got a lot more to show you guys. So this is, something the Great Mountain Bear made, because there were a couple people that, Muslim Bear, the minute women are with a man of integrity, they submit, don't squirt. Yeah. Lesbianism is a joke. They're not actually lesbians. They're just typically raised by gammas. It's a hatred of men, and so a lot of times it's justified. A lot of women that were, raped and abused without, and all the men around them were cucks, they become the man woman. It's very Baphomet-esque. But I'm not here to unravel your life and deal with your inner problems. You know, I'm just looking to survive. So the way to handle a lesbian is, I feel that I. If you get pulled over by a lesbian cop, I feel that I was going the speed limit. Really? No way. I'll see you later. All right, women acting like gammas is normal. They're being women, gammas. Right. No, yeah, but George, stop whining. All right, let's watch. This is hilarious. If you listen to the actual Ghostbusters thing, the Ghostbusters song, it's hysterical. All right, Mom Bear made this. Yeah. Thank you.
something strange. Sleeping in your bed. Let me tell you something. There's something weird. Sleeping in your bed. Let me tell you something. Busting makes me feel good.
Okay, genius, obviously, Mountain Bear. We're going to watch it again, obviously. Now that you know, that's the real song. At first, kind of like, this is how we do it. I thought that Mountain Bear and Anchor Bear or something, like, made their own song. That's really the words. Bustin' makes me feel good. Oh, we're going to watch it again. All right. I dare you. So good. Thank you, Mountain Bear. He's working on some other good stuff too. One of my buddies was talking about how we could really do like a full animated movie. Like it wouldn't even cost that much. Crushing Mountain Bear, always crushing, must be nice. Might be nice at Boer Bear, the half black. While I never watched the movie because I am young, that is very sexual. Oh yeah, it's hilarious when you uncover something. The funniest thing, it's like the gauntlet. All the gammas come out and they're like, oh, Ghostbusters is just simple entertainment. You look too much into stuff. There's nothing sexual about it. And it was just like the UFC when I pointed out how homoerotic that was. It just keeps getting worse for those guys. It's like busting makes me feel good. Yeah, but that's not what they're talking about. Really, something strange in your bed. Okay, anyway, so someone sent me this, the Germ Busters, because the two comparisons I had with Ghostbusters is it's obviously about squirting, but also about projecting, externalizing the bad man, you know, inner space, outer space. So the inner, everything bad has to do with, virus. The virus, the CDC is the Ghostbusters, and so someone sent me this. Yeah, buddy. You heard something crash? Oh, I think it was a tree, buddy. Everything's fine. Thanks for checking, though. Wait, those are actual lyrics? Those are the lyrics of the song. Busting make me feel good. Even though we're a proper male Ghostbusters 3, we wouldn't have wanted it anyway. No. So we got Germ Busters. Someone sent me this. What did they write to me? I recently watched your live streams on Ghostbusters, and just after I found this paper printed and taped to the cart, I kept disinfectant supplies in. I work at Lowe's, and I mainly push carts in and disinfect them before taking them in, so I found it hilarious that I am a literal germ buster. This stuff is so stupid, man. For a while, I had to breathe in fumes, obviously causing more harm to me than anything good for people. But whatever makes them feel more safe, I guess. Right, we're basically being run by lesbians. I feel that if you spray toxic chemicals on your hands, I feel better. Guys, wearing these masks causes pulmonary problems. You're just pumping carbon dioxide into your body. When you hyperventilate, I'll finish this first. Please keep continuing what you are doing. Your live stream is very therapeutic to me, and I believe they're helping me to develop my mind as a young man. Anytime. George is spiraling. He's on his leash because he's muddy, and I didn't. It's all good. But when you put a mask over your face and breathe, you're gonna get headaches and dizziness, and then you're gonna think you're sick and have a panic attack, because you're literally rebreathing carbon dioxide. And it's like, I'm not gonna change because it made you feel safe. Here's something funny. when you lose your business and home, but at least you didn't get a cough with a less than 1% mortality rate. Thumbs up, says Rambo. And about the title of the episode. Because yesterday I was showing a picture of me and my brother. I'll show you again right now. Hang on. My body, my choice. It does just, you don't even, it doesn't even matter. None of that matters. Just don't do it. No one has any power over you. Okay, so here's what I do for a living, and here's what my brother does for a living. Both high fear jobs. You know, that's, my brother just goes up trees and cuts them down, and I tell the truth to giant crowds of strangers. So my mom sent me something funny about her brother. Don't you remember when your Uncle Ron was talking about staring down rhinos is the best way to shoot them while they were running at him? It's genetic. It just is genetic. At this point, statistically, like when I'm surrounded by so much fear, like useless fear. My uncle, yeah, he would just call me. He'll call me, tell me stuff like, you know, the best way to kill a rhino is maintain eye contact as they're charging you. And dude, there's people that can't face the fear of going into a grocery store without a mask on that causes them to hypoventilate. It's insane. And so when you look at my brother, me, and my uncle, those are the three men from my mom. And then her father was a lead miner legend. There is a fearlessness in our family. Get Uncle Ron over. That guy's awesome. Oh, the legend. He's like, well, nephew, I was on a safari and there's a monkey peeing on my tent. So I shot him in the ass with some pellets. That monkey ran away. He's like, because when he's peeing on you, that's when you know that he's marking his territory and he might try and rip off your genitals in your face. So it's important you scare him off, nephew. I'm like, that's amazing. So there's a genetic element. And the reason I'm getting into this is not to brag. How dare you? It's because it helps me have compassion for retards. To see how much fear there is in the world, I have to know that I have DNA that doesn't allow me to feel that. And so it helps me see people almost like the cripples that they are. Who else in the family is tall like you and your brother? All the males. All the males. Even my dad's side is pretty fearless. He just, I think he got a lot of abuse as a kid, which is why he's a gamma. It's all good though. My dad's 6'3". My Uncle Ron's 6'5". Brother's 6'5". I'm 6'8". Dale Troy, low sixes. Everybody's huge. Who says 3% worldwide infection, 200%? No one cares. There's a 0% death rate, actually. Because viruses don't kill people. It's like saying firefighters start all the fires because every time you see a fire, there's a bunch of firefighters. It's so dumb, it's hard to fathom. Now that you really look at it, comparing them to handicaps has really helped me. Yeah, it helps me a lot. It's almost like getting mad at a blind person for not seeing something. It's that crazy. And so I'm like really fearless genetically. Did you play basketball? You're now in a timeout, Meatloaf Bear. Timeout for you. Did I play basketball? You're short. You get shot out of a cannon and get molested. Confirm Post Malone in a dress singing Nirvana. I don't care. Yeah, the sanitizer is poison, also linked to killing good bacteria while lowering immune system. Yeah, it's all poison. I'm set up better for an actual emergency than was last year. Yeah, it's all great. Dude, it's the gauntlet in football. And too many people are like, must be nice. It's like you have to run through the tunnel as everyone hits you. And then you come out the other side stronger. You know, right now they're telling you, you know, and that's why all these must be nice guys. Oh, Monsanto is poison. Oh, grow your own food, you fat fuck, you lazy fuck. But how am I supposed to grow food and squirt at the same time? Dude, and that's why I get a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, because I work all fucking day on my food. Oh, it might be nice. I have to go work at the video store, though. Jesus Christ. I get it. They're cripples. They're crippled people. They're just cripples. You know, there's people that can't do fearless shit. They're descended from rapists that sneak in when women are drunk. Just generations of rape. And not like the, you know, big sword kicking door type rapes. I'm talking about the sneaky gamma grabber rape, where it's like, oh, I want to listen to you. Oh, you went through a breakup? No way. Have some more wine. And then they just squirt. There's a lot of people descended from that. And so I have to just be like, cool. Oh, see, you don't get scared, baby. Now that I look at the population, no, I don't get scared. I just compared to what I'm seeing, no, I don't ever experience that emotion. And my brother's the same way, and so is my uncle. So, like, that's what my brother does for a living, and that's what I do for a living. And my uncle told me the best way to kill a rhino is when he's charging you to maintain eye contact. So, no, I don't even know what that feels like to go, and no, and cover your face. I don't even have it in me. BB and the Bears helped me get out of a dark place. Thank you. Anytime. We've all been to dark places. Just because I don't have fear like the normal person, I'm sure I have fear. I know I have it in me. I've experienced it. But it doesn't manifest like it does in other people. Fear makes me warlike. It makes me get weapons and stronger. I don't relate to it. I don't relate to what... Oh, I'll scare you. Now, you really can't. And to a point where... I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of alienating for me. I was reading up on William Wallace, killed two English soldiers at 14, and he was probably at least 7 feet tall. Yeah, I don't believe grabber history, but that sounds great. The owner of the company I work for caught the coronavirus. Yes, Big Bear, fear grounds me in a way where I'm unbreakable. Right. It's like, I know I experience fear, but I think my circuitry doesn't function like the average population. Like, they, like, when fear kicks in, they go, and they open their mouth for someone to put a phallus in, and then they go, what do I do? They just become like sex dolls. When I get scared or feel fear, I don't, that never happens. And so I think that's why I don't, I'm coming to terms with the fact that it's probably genetic. It's probably, I don't know. Because if you look at my brother and me and my uncle, there's something going on with it. Your kin, William Clark, was fearless and curious. Right. Exactly. And that's on my mom's lineage. I really hope we have a girl one day. I think there's something to different genes get passed from women and men. I really hope one day I also have a daughter. But sons or whatever God gives me is fine, obviously. But, like, it's good to, you know, I would love to have a daughter. So everyone just got down from the attic trying to fix a leak. Thanks for filling us in, Harry Bear. Next time, just be more honest about your squirting. Disgusting. All right. Squirting make me feel good. All right, so this is what I believe. I bet you will have a daughter, BB. I'd love to have a daughter. I want a daughter will be the ultimate blessing. Yeah, I agree. That daughter would crush the yeah. Well, she'll have three older brothers, God willing, to protect her. Or four. Who knows how this world goes. I believe your fourth child will be a girl. Yeah. A daughter would be awesome. Because I really do think that that some genes get passed down through women. You get your ex from your mom, pass it down, baby. I know. Because we get a lot of strength from our mom, my brother and I. Baby girls are so different to raise. But Amy's also very fearless. So I think we're going to have some fucking lunatics on our hands. Like, Amy is a fucking warrior. She's a warrior fucking queen. Like, when we first lost some chickens to a meerkat, or no, not a meerkat, I'm retarded, a fisher cat, or a fisher whatever, in Saranac Lake, she sat outside all night with a fucking air rifle just to make sure she killed what did it. BB, I marry my daughter to your sons. First got to get that wife, though. Sweet. Well, get it going, Prospect Bear. Yeah, no, Amy is absolutely, she's a fucking crusher. Daughters get the dad genes, sons get the mother genes. Interesting. I think everybody gets genes from both sides. I mean, my kids clearly got genes from me. All right, let me, this is what I think is actually happening in the economy. This was something that Mountain Bear and I made a while back. It's called PC College.
Nigga!
This is the entire engine behind political correctness is just debt-based Ponzi schemes.
Nigga, I tell you right now, I've been thinking, you know, the Civil War was about slaverism. And so since the slaverism built everything I see today, shouldn't the whiteisms give me more money for crime? Yeah, that checks out. That's real. Nigga, you don't know math. Nigga, math is racialist. Yeah. That checks out. You know, math is racialist. Nigga, I tell you right now that, nigga, I knew I was drinking crunk, and I got an F on my test because of racialism. Give him an A. Blame a white guy. Yeah, that's what me and my nigga T-Bone were.
Just real quick, I think one of the reasons that I've had the ability of not caring about PC shit is I don't have that fear response. It's weird, dude. Like, when people first were like, oh my God, he said a word. I'm like, why do you care? My uncle enjoys staring down charging rhinos. I'm now coming to terms with the fact that people are not born equally. And it's like, because when you don't have fear, or when your fear response is channeled somewhere positive, you can see the scam for what it is. This whole fucking thing's a scam. It's to get as many people in college debt as possible. So they cuck and they submit and they will do and say anything to get more people in debt. And that's why they're like, don't say this word, don't say that word, doing that, because they're just feeding off a new group of people and using this hot, cold, good and evil back and forth thing that just is so stupid. It's the stock market exists. You think slavery's over? You guys are retarded.
We're talking, we deserve money from that white motherfucker because he ain't no nigga. That checks out. Does he have free money from the government? He's got 50 grand come. You're absolutely right, Tyrone. Racialism. We need reparations. But nigga, that don't mean it ain't gonna turn around. I could get my record contract. Crump. Nigga, you racist. Did the check clear, guys? I don't know how much more I can listen to of it. Is the check clear? Nigga, what you talking about? If Bin Laden was part of 9/11 and that Iraq is a country, that means we should go there for 25 years. Is the check cleared? Raytheon? Check cleared? That checks out, guys. Obviously, Owen Benjamin is a racist, bigot, homophobe, anti-Semite, conspiracy theorist. Yeah!
Hilarious. And the downside of being very low fear response is sometimes I have to keep myself in check that I don't just keep putting myself in crazy situations because I know how productive it is. I'm sure some of you guys relate to it. Like, I don't mind being in front of a charging rhino. In fact, I think subconsciously I find myself gravitating towards danger because I know how productive it is. Like, when I'm broke, I do my best writing. When I'm kicked off a platform, I do my best. I inspire the best. Like, that's when I crush the hardest. And so, oddly, that's what I have to watch out for, where it's like, don't just keep poking rhinos for no reason, because the thing I've been really working on is just using my, you know, just being able to charge up myself without having a rhino chase me. Don't call yourself Daddy Scooter. Oh, well, it's good to have Scooter Bear here. He's been very committed to the team. He's now a mod. Yeah, a lot of vets face that. I think why a lot of vets are here. Because I think when you get comfortable with chaos and with fear, you see how motivating it can be. And then you're like, you just kind of want to start some shit. Especially for high tops, give it right back to it. Right. I took a trip across country 2 weeks ago. People were spiraling, but it made me feel more happy that I have no fear. Right, we're part of a secret society now. I told this story yesterday. So, Brazil Mama Bear that's back, which is great. I was consulting Coddington Oso about, was I too hard on her? Because I know women are different than men. And then we're also talking about, not in the same conversation, but before, we're talking about how we should have, like, coded language. Like, even just saying grabber and stuff like that, you know, because of how stupid, not stupid, how fearful and retarded, I don't know what words to use. The general population is so panic-laden and fucking freaky. Like, at any moment, they'll just be like, oh, no! That, you know, we should have some coded language and some, I'm not going to say secret handshake, but, you know. And then I was like, man, I feel like I go too hard at women sometimes. Should we not have women in the chat? I'm glad that we have women in the chat. But this is just something I was proposing to Coddington Oso. And he goes, dude, I think we're accidentally becoming Freemasons. And I died laughing because it's like, I see how secret societies start. Where you're like, you see something that that other people don't see. And then you find other people that are like, wow. Yeah, man. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with all these people? And so then the villagers in their masks and their masturbation fetishes, they're just like, and you're like, holy shit, these people are fucking insane. And if you just point out that they're starving their brain of oxygen by wearing a mask and all that masturbating to runaway porn is fueling the human sex trafficking and all that, they're like, you're the bad man, right? So then you just start saying, okay, so maybe we should have a low profile and have meetings or talk about what we see, and not scare the shit out of everybody. And, you know, women seem a little yappy. And so maybe it should just be dudes. And maybe we should have some traditions. And then you're like, holy shit, we're starting a secret society. And I'm like, wow, that's how it starts. And then what happens then, and I'm not starting one. Because what happens then is when you do the secret society, everything can become corrupted. I think when the American colony was founded by Freemasons, I think Freemasonry was much, much, much different. I think it was a lot more dudes who crushed, who had knowledge, and a lot of people could not handle the knowledge because, guys, we're experiencing it right now. If you tell someone that, guys, it is a fact that viruses don't spread from shaking hands and virus causes disease that will, this is so stupid. And so sometimes when you tell people that, they just go, what? No, get the fuck out of here. Oh, someone. And so you're like, wow. And then you see other people who get it, just, you'll see the nods. Where people are like, yeah, how's your day going, buddy? I'm like, you get it. It's people not wearing a fucking mask. And so then you're like, you want to know what we should do is take pictures with, like, maybe our hand in our breastplate, a little covered. Like, we know that shaking hands doesn't cause disease. And then it starts growing and growing. And then in comes in the grabber force. Anytime, this is what you always have to watch out for. Sodomy and usury. Living in harmony. As soon as there's debt and as soon as there's anal, you're going to have a problem. Men retire to the study. Right. The movie They Live became true. It's always been true, guys. Imagine being Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, all these guys. And they had problems. I think Franklin might have been a serial killer. I get it. But if you're like, if you see shit that other people don't see, it must just be crazy to just be around. You know, you have to figure out how to survive. If the Bear Saloon was men only, you would be swarmed by the dykes just love. No, I think women add a great element here because I think, because this is not a secret society. I saw how it happens, but I like to live in the open. It's kind of like when people used to say, oh, well, report your guns fell off your boat, or say you don't want to wear a fucking mask because you have asthma. It's like, no, I will not lie and say that I lost my guns. I have a right to own guns. And I will not lie and say I have asthma to not wear a mask. You wearing a mask is insane. That's the start of secret societies. Like, secrets aren't power. They're not. And so, yeah, women add a grounding element, much needed. Yeah, and it's also, this is not a secret society. This is a place for people to laugh and talk about family and, you know, exchange ideas and stuff. And yes, women are harder to talk to a lot of times because they're emotionally wired differently. Wow, now I really want to look into Benjamin Franklin. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive he's a serial killer. It's a clan. Right, exactly, Rescue Bear. So I want all my info in the open. I love it. I love that whatever I think about, I can just tell everybody. And I don't want to say, oh, we know that the virus is stupid, so we have to be secretive about it. No, no. That's not how I am. That's not how I live. And I'll never... But all I'm saying is I completely understand the trap of the secret society. Because you're just surrounded by so much... But see, the thing is, and this is where my Christianity kicks in, is it's like everybody has that spark. Like, I'm not going to view people... And a lot of people that aren't Christian understand this too, but it's just like, this is where I learned this shit from. Where it's like, you know, you want to spread the word. It's not about walling off and saying, we are the special boys. It's about spreading the good word. Big Bear is definitely the most open on the internet. Yes. Hidden in plain sight, like saying Grabber will make no sense to someone not initiating a Bearisms. Right, hidden in plain sight is how they do it, but like, I don't want people to not understand Grabber. Like, I don't enjoy secrets. I don't like them at all. I understand survival and understand basic coded language to not just get kicked off every platform, but like, I don't want secrets. I like building a culture. I like that we have bear names and we have history and the toe, no toe in Idaho and all that, but I don't want to keep it from people, but I do understand why they do it, because the uninitiated a lot of times freak out. But from my experience, if you're really funny and really true, they don't freak out. They might freak out for a little while, but then they come back. Or they just go squirt themselves into a dehydrated oblivion in their basement. Either way, secrets are not power. Amy is such a big part of the show, it'd be weird to exclude girls. It's not a show. It'd be weird to exclude girls. Shut up, fuckface. No, I'm not excluding girls, but I understand why, though, because a lot of times women are speaking on a different frequency, but again, they add a lot here. I just have to always remind myself that they think and speak differently, that they will just do call to actions that a man finds LARPy and retarded. And BB gets it. Maybe we need shorthand for cool it in the chat. Best to keep secret where you keep your bike from the blacks. Yeah, that's the one secret that I do. And whether or not you're growing watermelon. Bear women sometimes ground the chat. Yeah, KO Bear's a woman and she's hysterical. No, I'm not excluding women. It just crossed my mind. And I was consulting, Kyle Tenoso about it. And he pointed out that we were accidentally becoming Freemasons. So, yeah, I don't want to exclude women. I just will treat them differently. And again, I'm not going to coddle them, because that's the thing you run up with. Like, a woman isn't allowed to just come in here and freak out, where it's just like, oh, well, you know, my family members are trafficked, so I'm just going to be angry and fucking cute-hearted all the time. It's like, men can do the same thing. I get it. But women naturally do that. And so I'm not... You know, you have to apply like rules to them and not just allow them to freak out all the time. But it's like they add a lot of goodness to the chat as well. You realize how much secret language there is with the bears when to talk to a normal person, right? But we're not like, oh, don't teach that person. It's just we have our own culture, which is great. That's awesome. We are not mainstream. We are not regurgitating the sludge that comes out of CNN. And that's beautiful. You know, that's awesome. That's what actual diversity means. BB, have you ever seen the Scolds Brittle? No. Mountain Bear! All right, so I'm just going to play Mountain Bear's newest thing real quick again, and then I'm going to play you guys another funny cartoon that the Be Grateful Bear made. All right, here we go. Now I'm going to open a couple packages. What's next?
something strange. Sleeping in your bed.
What, Nick?
Let me tell you something.
What, Nick?
There's something weird. Sleeping in your bed. Let me tell you something.
What, Nick?
Busting makes me feel good.
Alright, so Be Grateful Bear made a great cartoon out of my goblin description, but which was in a book. But let's just say nothing's new under the sun, then I'll open packages.
Define goblin? No problem. It's written by the great George MacDonald. He was the mentor.
By the way, I love that look at in the background, it says porn is a weapon. I love that. See, that's how we're kind of secret society-ish, but not really. We're not trying to be like, oh, if you're not a bear, we're not going to tell you that porn's a weapon. We're just subtly getting it out there in ways that doesn't just trigger retards. Hey, man, again, how am I supposed to squirt if I'm not scared? Dude, I've squirted a lot in my life. I've made a lot of babies. I've done a lot of fucking. You don't need fear to squirt, guys. I genetically feel very low levels of fear. I've done a lot of I've fucking fucked a lot. Oh, how dare you? I'm letting the men know that you don't need fear to launch. In fact, it's a weak spray.
It's written by the great George MacDonald. He was the mentor of C.S. Lewis. Okay, here we go. Now, in these subterranean caverns lived a strange race of beings, called by some gnomes, by some kobolds, and by others goblins. There was a legend current in the country that at one time they lived above ground and were very like other people. But for some reason or another, concerning which there were different legendary theories, the king had laid what they thought too severe taxes upon them, or had required observances of them they did not like, and imposed stricter laws, and the consequence was that they had all disappeared from the face of the country. According to the legend, however, instead of going to some other country, they had all taken refuge in the subterranean caverns, whence they never came out but at night, and then seldom showed themselves in any numbers, and never to many people at once. It was only in the least frequented and most difficult parts of the mountains, Manhattan, West Hollywood, parts of Chicago, Miami, that they were said to gather even at night in the open air. Those who had caught sight of any of them said they had greatly altered in the course of generations, and no wonder, seeing they lived away from the sun in cold and wet and dark places. The city of London. They were now not ordinarily ugly, but either absolutely hideous or ludicrously grotesque, both in face and form. The goblins themselves were not so far removed from the human as such a description would imply, and as they grew misshapen in body, they had grown in knowledge and cleverness, and now were able to do things no mortal could see the possibility of, like debt instruments. But as they grew in cunning, they grew in mischief, and their great delight was in every way they could think of to annoy the people who lived in the open air story above them. Anybody know of what this is? Anyway, they had enough of affection left for each other to preserve them from being absolutely cruel for cruelty's sake to those that came in their way. But still, they so heartily cherished the ancestral grudge against those who occupied their former possessions, and especially against the descendants of the king, Jesus Christ, who had caused their expulsion, that they sought every opportunity of tormenting them in ways that were as odd as their inventors. And although dwarfed and misshapen, they had strength equal to their cunning. In the process of time, they had got a king and a government of their own, whose chief business beyond their own simple affairs was to devise trouble for their neighbors. Anyone know who this sounds like? Trouble for their neighbors. It will now be pretty evident why the little princess had never seen the sky at night. Chemtrails by the goblins. They were much too afraid of the goblins to let her out of the house then, even in company with ever so many attendants, and they had good reason, as we shall see by and by. Guys, every single children's book that has any value in history, starting before 1913 around, I don't know what happened around then in America, but everyone would describe the Grabber to a freaking T, and they were like, don't take anything from them in the woods. Don't follow them into the woods. Don't take their loans. You're not going to get a record contract. It's like, this is common knowledge for all of eternity until now.
Hilarious. Thank you. Be grateful, Bear. Yeah, I'm opening some packages here. Yeah, we're not a secret society. People just send me scrolls with, you know, people just send me scrolls with occulted information in it about the circles of fifths and music and, yeah, I mean, listen, we're not a secret society. I just get sent scrolls with, you know, just hidden knowledge. Yeah, I don't read books. I only read scrolls. Okay, all right, let's open this. All right, let me read some of this. This is someone else. That person just sent me, obviously, just hidden knowledge with scrolls. It just has patterns. I mean, like there's, guys, there's nothing secret society about that. Keep crushing. For the last few years, I've been working as a personal trainer for... Do I read this on air? Hang on. Oh, no, this is a joke. All right, sweet. For the last few years, I've been working as a personal trainer for Melinda Gates. She's not very interested in working out, though, and mostly just wants to vent about how disappointed she is with Billy and his Microsoft performance issues, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I was talking to Billy about your stream the other day, and he asked me to post a letter to you on his behalf. Not sure what he wanted to say to you, but his palms were visibly moist as he handed the letter over to me with a devilish grin. His letter and a gift from him are enclosed in here. Blessings to you and your family, A-Bear. Okay, here's the letter from one Billy Goat Gates.
Oh, it's me, Big Daddy Gates. I heard you've been talking real bad about me on your show. One of my field slaves is a fan of yours. He informed me of your insults when he was taking a break from screwing Melinda and being an absolute legend. Oh, I hate that guy. One day he'll realize that it was me who secretly masterminded this entire pandemic. One day he'll respect me. One day the whole world will realize it was me who was secretly in charge of the entire time. I always win, even when I lose. Tee-hee, tee-hee. I understand you have some concerns about me monopolizing the world's food production means. Ugh. I hope you are at least intelligent enough to understand why I'm doing what is best for the entire planet. To help relieve you of your concerns, I'm extending an olive branch to you, Owen. It would be wise of you to accept. Oh. Enclosed are some samples that my new global seed conglomerate has in mind for our initial product launch. Feel free to try them out in your own garden and let us know what you think of the results. Remember, the food from these seeds is completely 100% guaranteed, absolutely, surely, positively safe to put inside of a baby's body. But if you spill any of the seeds into the environment, then it is considered a biohazard. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go squirt my chowder with Crowder behind a dumpster. With kindest intentions, William Devil Bill Gates.
All right, now we have the third thing that I'm instructed to open by the Devil Bill.
Okay.
Where's Navovirus? COVID-19? Aluminum and embalming fluid? Spring mix? 6 million? Those numbers are rookie. Oh.
By the way, all this stuff is really in vaccine.
Aborted fetus tissue with swine cells? Oh, I want to put it inside of you. That's Billy Goat Gates. Indian sterilization and patented African AIDS. Oh, look at me with my best friend. Oh, yeah, it's sterilization. Microsoft, my weenus.
Oh, this is, I read this one off air. No problem. Hilarious. Hey, Bear, that was hysterical. Everyone loved it in the chat. Huge laugh. All right, let's continue. Well done. Mountain Bear? All right. What do we have here? Gravy ladles. Thank you.
But let's just say I already have a gravy ladle. It's made for me by Made by Jim Bob.
All right, here we go. This is a big box.
One second.
Dude, the dude. Oh, shit. Bells. Dude, the guy at the post office said this box makes weird noises. Okay.
Dear Big Bear, your kids will enjoy this instrument and more than I ever will. A million thank yous for your pontifications over the years. Please take this bell thing. These books and these posters. Oh, that's my scrolls. As a token of my gratitude, may they bring you relief in times of boredom. God bless you and your family. Confirm me as Modal Bear. Welcome, Modal Bear. The posters and books are the transcription of an electromagnetic musical instrument. The Blip Modal, built by me and a friend that I have. To say the least, it's very innovative. I want you specifically to see it for more reasons than you're famous. FaceTime me from a blocked number. What could it hurt? No. Sorry, I'm a habitual space filler. Well, let's check out your bells, though. Whenever people say, what could it hurt, I'm always like, no. And they're like, oh, this is awesome.
Three holes to pick up like a bowling ball and set everyone pins. Don't cut this until seven holes are...
Dude, this is fucking wild. Hang on. What are all these bells? I don't have like autism, so I have no idea how any of this works. I appreciate the bells. BB moves the secret location of his bike every day, allegedly. Fact. Don't worry about the bike, people. Own keeps it. Yeah. I have no idea what any of this is. Yeah. I think he's trying to get me to FaceTime him, which I will not. Three holes to pick up like a bowling ball and set every... I don't know. What the fuck are you talking about? Man. Three holes. You hold it the other way? Dude, I guarantee my autistic chat. Well, this is cool. I see how some of this is working. I don't understand any of this. Autists? I don't fucking know. You'd be surprised how much I don't like mysteries. I mean, I do like mysteries when I'm just sleuthing and thinking. But when people are like, if you want to know how the bells ring, you must. And I'm like, no. They're like, but you must. Hang on, hit the green button. All right, so I might be able to figure this out. Why is there numbers on here? Oh, I see. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. I'll figure this fucker out. So, number 6. And there's going to be people that are like, I need to understand this thing. Pizzagate. Nah, I don't get it. Number 6. Autis, so much fun watching the Big Bear figure stuff out. Ancient pre-flood teleportation device. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly what I was thinking. Hang on. 3 holes to pick up like a bowling ball and set evenly on pins. Okay. So, I see how this fucking retarded thing works. Like, look, if you put these things on, I guess, yeah. This is cool. And then you can turn. That's in the... Alright. If I happen to find a few grams of Adderall and I'm really bored, I'll give it a go. But I like it. I like where your head's at. You know, if I just feel... Man, why is this one not glued in? Am I supposed to glue to something? 3 holes to pick up like a bowling ball. Set evenly on pins. Don't cut this... until 7 holes are placed first. Oh, yeah, you know, if I find a gram of Adderall lying around and I just want to spiral for a while. All right, got to roll. Assuming the top locks the bells in. Yeah, but you should be able to turn them. Like, okay, like look. Like, so this appears to go on top of different bell tops, and it seems to be able to turn so you can make different patterns. But if you do this, see, like this, see what? But these things just fall through. And maybe it's the other way. Maybe I have to hold this upside down. And then from there I turn. Hey, let me give that a try. Whoever sent this to me, can you email me more about what it is? And don't try and fucking make me FaceTime you because that's weird. All right. So maybe if it's like this... No, doesn't work that way. I don't know. I know you guys are, everybody that just realized Q is retarded and you're looking for a new thing to obsess over because you're addicted to Adderall, you guys right now are like, I want that. This is the setup. Ah, you're already doing it. Bells don't work upside down. Says who? Says your whore mom? Super into it, maybe a little on the spectrum. I get it. This isn't a game that, this was a joke. This isn't a game that, no, there's definitely something here. And all the patterns. It's not a joke. I mean, obviously there's something here. Dude, all the Q guys that now realize Q is retarded are like, time to crack the code, boys. Where we go one, we go all. Instead, now it's about bells. Bells don't work upside down. Then how come you can fucking do this with a bell? Well, I mean, that, no, then you gotta shake it violently. Fuck you. You don't know anything about bells. Number five is missing its thing. Oh, here it is. All right, that was fun. I'm going to spend about 1,000 hours on it. Who sent this? I'm not going to say his name, but his name is right there with his address. So, you know, it's upstanding. You can ring my bell. Yeah, it's attached to just a string or whatever. I mean, this is my new cue tardation. All right, I'm landing the plane. Sit in front of Charlie. He will figure it out in 5 minutes. Who sent this? Are you here? Whoever sent this? Of course you will. It's a challenge. Yeah, I love challenges. That seems pretty cool for kids to play with. Yeah, I just have to understand how the knobs work. Like how it doesn't just fall through. Take it to Walter or Charlie. I bet they figured it out. Maybe. The bell tolls for the... All right, we're just going to watch one more... I'm just going to play this Pixar movie as I kind of pick stuff up because I like to revisit stuff. Oh, and by the way, A-Bear, hilarious Bill Gates joke today. But this is cool. This I can't remember who made this. I think it's called Pie Town or something town. But check this out. This is pretty interesting stuff.
6 years prior to the release of Toy Story.
By the way, this is what a secret society is. Like what, like they know shit about the ice wall and they keep it to themselves and they put it in public like this. What I believe happens is secret societies are looking for people to figure shit out so that they're like, so you're not going to kill us for knowing stuff? And they're like, no, it's like, okay, we can talk about the ice wall. Because of this pandemic, I see how scary. I don't feel the fear. Obviously, this is probably why I can just explain it to people and not start a secret society. I see how scary the villagers can appear when it's like, oh, shit, if you say the truth to people, they fucking freak out, you know? But the reality is you just have to be funnier about it, like me, legend. All right, watch this. This is great.
Pixar released a short film called Knick Knack. They showed you hot location after hot location where all the knickknacks have on sunglasses. Then they take you to a land far away towards the edge of the shelf. They call it Gnome Alaska, but they make the pun Gnome Sweet Gnome, showing you that this is your home. This character is not wearing sunglasses because he's at the edge of the world where the sun barely reaches, the coldest place on Earth. Antarctica. He finds the edge, just like we did in Operation Deep Freeze. Then he proceeds to drill, just like they did in Russia. Then he tries to blow it up, just like we did over the Pacific Ocean. Again, symbolizing the edge of the known world. And what was the name of the operation we were trying to explode the firmament? Operation Fishbowl.
Two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
And we see here how if he actually did escape from his home sweet home beyond the firmament, he would be in water. Pixar obviously got the attention of Walt Disney in this short little film, because Disney Studios has released every single Pixar movie. After all, Disney Studios filmed Operation Deep Freeze, and Walt Disney is an honorary member because he was there when they found the firmament of heaven and where it meets the earth. This is commemorated in his logo of the Magic Kingdom, depicting a firmament and a tower whose top would reach unto heaven.
Bustin' makes me feel good. Yeah, so I think that that's more what secret societies are about, is I think that they know shit. Like, for example, the bears are now aware that viruses are fake. I mean, they exist in your body, but you get it. And when you are out in the world and you're seeing people just like, you're like, oh shit, we got to get a place where we can meet and we can let each other know we know information. The Tower of Disney is a reference to Babel, maybe? Probably. It looks that way to me. I don't know, though, because I haven't been initiated. But I really think it's out of fear of villagers. Because if you know shit, people can sometimes absolutely freak out. While Disney was trying to create an ACT society for the public in Florida, he died before he could make Epcot what he wanted. What do you think it was, West Side Bear? That breakdown is so powerful. Yeah, they view occult knowledge a technology of power. Right, if they keep secrets, which I believe the grabble happens when the secret becomes power, where if you know something that you don't let the public know that will free them, it gives you the power. I think most secret societies start because people are like, if these people know the truth, they're going to fucking kill us. Because I can see that. I can see how, like right now, you can see people like, dude, the public's mentally gone. You know, because, you know what I'm saying? And intentionally masking kinds of, they feel our non-fear and it makes them think. And though, only us in the secret society know how to use the bells. Hilarious. He was close to getting it when he built Celebration, but the energy company stopped the plan. Yeah, it's like just keep an open mind with some of these histories, because you really don't know what these people are actually doing. Imagine if most people found out the earth was really flat. They'd be much calmer, much happier people. They'd be less likely to fall for despair merchants. It's like, it's not about what the earth is, it's what it isn't. It's not a spinning ball in an infinite vacuum. You can scientifically, mathematically, theoretically prove it, that isn't real. Every way you want, it's not real. And I don't even care anymore because it's so obvious. Because they've been torturing the villagers for so long, they're scared of us. No, it's not. Like, when I go out in public and I see people in masks, it's not because I'm torturing them. It's because a lot of times people externalize their sinful lives. And so when you know shit and you're like, oh, I know what really is happening, the villagers will go, you're the bad man. That's a fact. And it comes from them beating off and having abortions and putting poison in their body and abandoning their parents and their children. It's not being done to them by the secret elite. I think a lot of times what happens is what I'm explaining to you, where people know shit and they have to keep it a secret because if people know, they get literally burned. And so then the grabble becomes, oh, with our secret knowledge, we can keep people enslaved. And that is when the secret society becomes a tool of evil. But then that very evil can awaken other people. You understand? It's all very interesting. Self-internalized hatred. Yeah, exactly. So if I go in public and I go, oh, by the way, the coronavirus is all a hoax. Take the mask off. You think that they get mad at me because I'm oppressing them? No. They love their fucking cages. They love it. And if you rattle it, they're like, keep me in my cage. I'm coming. And then it's just crazy. And so much of it is based on usury, sodomy, masturbation. Those are the fucking pillars of the cage. It's a triangle. It's like so much of it is sexual. Because it creates this narcissistic feedback loop. They would gang up on me. Well, that's one reason why I'm so good at waking people up is I'm 6'8 and hilarious. So people don't really gang up on me much. They can try. And then they're like, oh, like the villager gang can be like, get the bad man. And then they're like, oh, shit, this guy's really funny and he's fucking huge. And I'm like, ah, and they're like, wow, whoa, whoa. And that's why so many truthers are such little bitches, because they're like, why won't anyone wake up? I'm like, because you're short, you masturbate, and you're angry, and it's not funny. Bikes with bells, yeah. It is true, stress hormones are addictive. Right, and so why know it's more, there's some truth drops in Monsters, Inc. What's more addictive than fear is laughter. That resonance is there's more power in laughter than fear. And so that's why a shepherd like me can bring someone from fear into laughter, because it's actually more powerful. But, you know, bitchy from Boston is just keeping you in the fear. If you actually have the ability of making it funny, they will follow you. Look at my numbers. It's like, they'll follow you with something more pleasurable. The truth in laughter is more pleasurable than fear and rage. And, you know, in fact, the movie breakdowns last night were epic. Thank you, Lady QAnon Bear 3.3. Though these bike thieves laughing at that cop spiraling about Corona was powerful. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, Monsters, Inc. was enlightening. Right, there's all kinds of shit happening in Monsters, Inc. But they're showing you the CDC is fake. There's truth in Monsters, Inc. I demonized it a bit too much. Because they're showing you that the CDC, they've touched a child. We got to fucking... There's some bad shit in Monsters, Inc. Like the fact every child, you can just take a child from a room and no one points out that the fucking child in the whole thing has no parents or anything. That's weird, dude. Weird. But the message is true in it, where it's like scaring kids will power your city for a little while. It'll power Babylon on the fear. But what's even more powerful is laughter. What's even more powerful is the elevation. And that's how you get the real power. The Doors and Monsters, Inc. was nuts. Right. Those represent televisions. Every door just flying around. The portal to every house. Guys, those doors might as well have been a TV mounted on the wall. They come right into your house. And that's how the monster gets in. They just open the door and they fucking enter your house. You're hanging, like, guys, it's literal. It's not even really a metaphor. You're hanging a Monsters, Inc. door on your fucking wall. It's called your TV. They don't need to, they just will enter at will and scare you. And that's how they power Babylon. And then, but what actually is more powerful is the laughter. Truth and laughter, right. Yeah, that's so true. Each door had a different theme. Right, it's all televisions. Whoa, gravy, says Harry Bear. Nice, Harry Bear. Yep, don't get a TV, boys, and save your... I mean, we have a TV, but we don't use it very often. We don't have cable or anything. But, you know, my kids still sometimes watch Little Bear or a movie or something when Amy has to take a nap and I'm, like, at the post office or something. Well, TV is a door, all technology. Yeah, dude, that's what that is. And people are so obsessed with the QAnon narrative where they're like, oh, so they enter your house and then they rape the kid. Dude, yeah, they do. It's the TV. They don't physically have to. It's fucking rape 3.0. It's like they enter you with fear. That's why I'm like, don't watch porn, don't watch the news. But I mean, you have to be a little... Why? It's like that's how they do it. That's how they open the fucking door. They open the door to get in you with pornos and news. and narratives in Hollywood. That's how they do it. Black mirrors. It's 100% metaphor for the TV. Brilliant. Thank you, Daywalker Bear. No autograph. All right. What are you guys talking about? And so what they're saying is the power of darkness and fear and extracting the fear of children doesn't keep Babylon going. It's a shit power source. Like levity, laughter, truth. Like that is actually how you can sustain Babylon. Dude, how about the fact, not even sustain Babylon, but it's just how you can power the world. It's like they had Monster Inc. world shut down, just like what's happening right now. And the CDC is a bunch of retards. They're like, oh, quick, like rape him. He just touched a child. The child is the virus. You understand? It's all right. And I don't even know if they're aware they're doing it. Like, I don't even know if they're like, okay, we got to pre-program for the... I don't think it's pre-programming. I don't think it's mockery. I think it's the consciousness. I think people are making what they know is coming. How do I know this? Because Gaytown appears to be pre-programming. I wrote it and produced it. It wasn't. It wasn't. I had a straight pride parade in it. I had the heterosexual was the had to have a beard boyfriend to fit in at school. And my, the rain bros were the fucking... people would be, oh, pre-programming on Benjamin CIA. No, no, no. It's art. Art does this. Art naturally, if you're a tuned in artist, if you're a tuned in comedian, you naturally see the future. It's like, oh, they got the pre-programming. No, the fuck it isn't. It's resonance. The ether, right, exactly. You can do it and you can tune into it and see the future. Because you are the future. You're making the future as you're thinking and acting. The Rain Bros, yeah. Art imitates reality. It's you can't even explain it with words like that. I don't think that's the truth. I don't think that my gay town made the world gay. I think I was reflecting. I think I was channeling reality and what was coming, obviously. And I was expressing it with art. Because if I just said it, or if I just consciously told people, they wouldn't have fucking, like leftist fitness instructor. That's real now. Now like gyms and fitness and stuff is like, being fat's okay. Don't try hard. You can cut this gravy with a knife. Yes. The ether flows through art. Yeah, actual art though. That's why they co-opted art. Or did they? Or is that art what we're seeing now? Like modern art, taping a banana to a fucking wall. That's clown world. The rhythm of the vibrations, exactly. The past imitates the present, Mandeli. Reality imitates art. I think it's the same. I think it's just what is. I think it's outside of time. Time is not linear. I think what's happened and what is to come has already happened and hasn't happened at the same time. Oh, how dare you? Art is a fractal. That's intense. That was the second part of the statement. Fractal Bear. Jay Dyer points out modern art and CIA connection. Well, then he's a retard. Oh, the CIA. No, I'm not going to say he's a retard. I'm not just going to say shit. But it's so fucking dumb. No, he's probably making great points. I don't even know what your the CIA connection. Okay, the CIA can't make you do anything you don't want to do. But the CIA made me do the anal. It's the CIA. Where's the CIA? Have you ever met a CIA agent? It's documents. It's been documented. Where'd you hear the documents? Alex Jones, you know, the guy with the broken family who's addicted to tranny porn and probably methamphetamines. I'm so sick of LARPers. I'm so sick of LARPers that don't even grow their own food. They're such Babylonian whores. I'm doing it again. But it's like, okay, I'm going to go to my supermarket, get all my food, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get my internet, and I'm going to tell everybody how the fucking CIA is really... Did the CIA make Gaytown, retard? No, of course not. Of course not, you fucking dumb fuck. Some of these people don't even have any concept of Hollywood. They don't even know how it works. And don't get me wrong, I've went down those roads where I'm like, the CIA. The CIA done it. They done it to people's assholes. Art has been suppressed in order to suppress the people. Wrong. So when I'm showing you the art every fucking day, is that appear suppressed? It's suppressed. Art's supposed to be suppressed. Supposed to be suppressed. It isn't art if it isn't fucking suppressed. God, people are such little bitches. If you were a goat, you would die because you wouldn't even suck on the tit. You'd be like, I'm oppressed. I don't want to go all the way to the... Someone feed me. It only makes you more powerful. It only makes the art better when it's fucking illegal. Self-suppression. Right, how much do you love it, bitch? How much do you actually love it? How much do you love comedy? I'm still here crushing art, and I didn't even have to kill anybody. Think about how, in the past, how many times you had to kill a dude to fucking maintain your ground. Constant killing. I haven't even had to kill any person. Not one. To keep my fucking position as a ladler of gravy. And people are like, it's the press. I haven't even had to kill a guy. And I'm still crushing. Oh, but it was inconvenient for you, Big Bear, to have to be kicked off Twitter and YouTube and all that. Fuck that. You should be scared of my art. I'm glad they kicked me off. It's validation. Because it's so goddamn true, you couldn't fucking handle it. All right. Can we 100% rule out CIA mind control for Gay Town? Yes, Dimitri. You're in another timeout. I made it. Jesus, Dimitri. What a fucking mess you become today. All right. Art is oppressed like an air bubble oppressed by water to the surface. Bingo, West Side Bear. Oh, it's oppressive. Sound like a bunch of SJW bitches. That's why I don't believe in right-left paradigm anymore. Some of the biggest bitching and victim consciousness I see now is on the right. Especially with a lot of Christians. Oh, the CIA, they're pressing my art. Oh, I'm jerking off again. It's fucking retarded. What do you think of Banksy? I don't think about Banksy. I don't care at all about him. They want Satanists on Twitter. Who fucking cares? If you act like a victim, you're the Satanist. Oh my God, they won't get me on Twitter. BB, could you stream again with E. Michael Jones? He has great insight into modern art, architecture, subversion. Yes. But I do disagree with him at this point. I think that the people did it to themselves. I think people are reflecting their inner world in their art and in their architecture. Go outside. And this is a new opinion for me. But go outside and look at how many people are wearing masks. No one's doing it to them. Look at how many people go into a door or go into a store or into a post office and they choose to wear a mask. Those same people like modern architecture. They like modern art. They could look at a cathedral or a beautiful Tartarian fucking dome and they're like, fuck that. I want shit. And so people like E. Michael Jones, I don't think can comprehend that level of acceptance of it, where it's like people beg for it. No one's putting masks on their faces. That same person that's like, I'm gonna put a mask on my fucking face, they are not being the CIA are a bunch of bureaucrats, dude. Why am I not assassinated if they're real? EMJ would say they had the wool put over their eyes. Yeah, I don't infantilize adults like that though. I don't say, oh my God, they were so tricked. They were just tricked by the Jew. There's nothing they could have done. Want to know what that does? Is it empowers the Jews. Are the Jews that fucking smart? No. They're low trust in a high trust society. They're not evil, and they're also not smart. They're just from a culture that takes pride in tricking people, and our culture didn't realize it for a little while. Fine, we now know. Is it true Dr. Crushman Bear got fired for not wearing a mask at work? I have no idea. EMJ is high-minded, but BB is able to see the levels. Yes. I know I'm right about this. My opinion is absolutely right when it comes to infantilizing people. If you say, oh, it's because of the Jew that we watch pornos, you become slave to the Jew. Fact. Because your behavior is dictated by what they want from you. You destroy your autonomy, your sovereignty. And there's nothing we could have done. The Jews were trying to open up immigration since the 1920s in America. Why did it take till the 60s? Because they needed people to want it and accept it with their broken fucking culture. Well, the Beatles, then don't listen to the Beatles. But they made me. How? Because I didn't know any better. Oh, so they're your master. That's how you make Jews your master, guys. Is you say, oh, I couldn't have stopped it. Victim mentality is always wrong. Yeah, always, dude, always. Alex Jones has like 6 kids and is crushing. Alex Jones is a wretch. A wretch. Guys, I know a ton about his personal life. He is not crushing, dude. He's a despair salesman. His ex-wife hates him. His kids hate him. He's an addict. He's a liar, and he manipulates his audience for money. And he doesn't allow people on his show if it messes with his money. Even if like those people were good to him in his times of need. He's a wretch. He hates you. He thinks you're stupid for believing him. He's such a fucking addict, dude. Such an addict. Alex Jones. EMJ is best at written history. BB has discernment. I'm not mocking E. Michael Jones. I'm just saying I absolutely disagree with that statement. That's actual academia, actual intelligent discussion is fueled on differences. Is fueled by me saying, I'll check you on that thought. It's not out of disrespect to E. Michael Jones. It's because like I want to check that thought. Because that thought empowers the Jew and disembowels the goyim. To say that, oh, it's because of them that we watch porn. It's because of them that we have abortions. It's because of them. No. No, they culturally, Jews culturally have low trust and culturally get parasitical jobs and industries going to suckle off the sin of the people that live in that country. They have a very terrible life because of it, typically. They're their own worst enemies. And they live in that victim bubble, and I won't join them in it. I'm not a victim. I never was, and I never will be a victim. All right, I gotta go. If you would like to support the chat, if you'd like to support the stream, disagreement is the foundation principle of rhetoric. Exactly. And people and Squirt Boys need to understand that. I was too intense about Jay Dyer. I'm somewhat fasting right now. I'm not blaming my behavior on that. I'm just letting you know I have a quick trigger finger. When I don't eat properly, I get very warlike. But, you know, whatever. Hang on, what the fuck was I just talking about? This is what I love, smash the victim mentality. You have to. The Jew doesn't do shit to you. It's how you become a slave, as you say, oh, it's all being done to me, I can't possibly pay off my debt. Please open the economy, Donald. Please, or else I can't feed myself. There's food everywhere if you get off your lazy fucking ass and grow some. But I can't. Why? Because I need to squirt. That's reality. You're squirting your life away. The Jews were enslaved in other societies. They understand the stakes. We don't. Slave-master relationships are all internal and mental. That's all it is. Society is an illusion. Oh, how dare you? It is. Your life is not dictated by what other people are doing. It isn't. Slavery is how you fucking live. Our church is still closed. Yeah, the one true church has been closed for 3 months because of COVID-19. Ah, God, it's so fucking pathetic. Pathetic? You just called Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior pathetic? No. I called you pathetic because you're a little victim-y piece of shit. That's a drain on society. A drain. And society is a fucking illusion. But if it was real, like construction, like society, you're a flea. You're a rat. And I like owls because they kill rats. So you like the Baphomet? You like the owl. That means you like the Moloch. No, I like owls because they fucking kill rats. I got some owls around here. I fucking love them. They're great. You like owls? Hang on a second. Oh, God. Oh, I'm coming in. Oh. So my church is still closed because if we get the sniveled, Oh, God, I'm going to squirt again. Oh, my squirt is getting... Church is not mandatory, it's crazy. They're not mandatory, obviously. People don't give a shit about them. They never care, they're all tax shelters. I like owls. Do you see, this is my problem, though, with my lack of fear, is I'm already poking. I love slaughtering cows, because when the fucking herd comes at me, I do some of my best work. Like, I'm not lying. I'm not saying this just to be an asshole, but I don't need to just look at thousands and thousands of Christians and say, I love owls. I love the response. I love the rhinos coming at me and doing this. And so I got to get a little better at not just provoking just to get a fucking supercharge of it. Owls do crush vermin. I know. If you're anti-owl, it means you're pro-rat. Best combo moves in a stampede. Have you heard of owl hiss? Yeah. Owls are awesome creatures. I know not. Dude, I love goats and owls.
You have goats? That means you're the Satan. I'm going to externalize all my masturbating and abortion, and I'm going to get mad.
Owls are one of God's creatures. Exactly. Dude, that's the thing, is you guys get it so much, I can't even really trigger anybody here. Like, I say this shit, and sometimes, this is what I've been facing lately, like, sometimes I almost want to trigger people so I get a supercharge of it, and people have grown so much that they don't get, you know, like, my Ghostbusters breakdown only got about 3 or 4 gamma responses, and I was expecting like 1,000. And so I'm happy. I got to just be like, fucking great. I only got about 3 or 4 gammas being like, which is a great sign. It means that people are growing. Because I'm not lying. I'm not even wrong. But it's like, I love looking at a rhino and fucking putting a bullet between their eyes as they stampede me. I always love owls. They're cool. Me too. I love owls. I also like groves. Groves of trees are great. You built a healthy group? Yeah, definitely. Oh, and you're glitching the gammas? Dude, I think some are growing, man. I get letters from gammas that they're like, man, you got me. Dude, I think the fundamental is to stop squirting. I have owls here. I love them. Why? Because I don't like vermin. And at night, they're a silent murderer, and they have a 360-degree Freemason head turn. And they're like, hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, sucks. Because they know the World Health Organization sucks. Gammas are growing, dude. They are. Because my numbers are not going down, they're going up. I was just talking to Kai Tenoso about that. Are you here, Kai Tenoso? Podcast numbers rising, DLive numbers rising, unauthorized numbers rising. It's like, so it's not that there's less people listening, and it's not that I'm saying less triggering things. I think people are growing. Because I thought that I would, you know, I'm talking shit. I'm like, oh, fucking your church is closed. Back in the day, Catholics would be like, fuck you! Ah! And it just doesn't really happen anymore. Logos is rising, yeah. Do a breakdown of The Lion, the Witch, and the Ward. Or maybe it's because they know I like it a little bit. No, I think people are gammas are, I think people, I think this fucking COVID thing is raising awareness. I think it is making gammas stronger. Don't get me wrong, there's groups that are descending, but I don't even think they know how to use a computer anymore. I think they're just covered in slime. All right, good point. I agree that shopping could be the female squirting. Yeah, materialism, just being a bitch, just bitching out. Yeah, materialism is female squirting. That's a good way to put it. Because females can have squirt problems too with like porn and stuff, but it's not the same. They almost do it in a way that it's not the same. Like, they shouldn't do it. Women shouldn't watch porn. Women shouldn't masturbate, but it's almost like men in shopping. It's like, yeah, men can be materialistic little fags and go buy their new fancies, but it isn't the same, like, deep addiction and fucking weird thing. All right. Female squirt is shoes in sequence. Yes. But then you get the women being like, I watch porn too. And you're like, get out of here, dyke. Some people are becoming a... It's just kind of like when men are like, I like to buy my fancy pants too. You're like, get out of here, fag. You know, it's not like women... Like men have a weird drive to squirt because in the natural world, we're supposed to just sire a lot of children, just fuck and fuck. And we're motivated by fertility signs, you know, curvy hips, red lips, shit like that. It's just like, ah, women hoard the material for their nesting, you know? So that's why when women are like, I masturbate too, I'm like, get out of here, dyke.
What? I thought I... Isn't that hot? Isn't that hot?
No, get in your Subaru and get the fuck out of here. It's the same with men. It's like, I buy my fancy pants too. My jeans were $500. Isn't that great? Aren't I sexy? It's like, get out of here, faggot. Get in your little fucking Miata and go back to Joe Rogan's dungeon. We don't want your kind around here. Truth, us women are happier hoarding. Hoarding. If you touch yourself, you gay. That's right, Kale Bear. You know she was trying to be one of the gamut. Oh, dude, totally. It's just like men being like, you know, I got some really nice shoes. You're like, I've never been attracted to lesbians. It just seems gay to me. I went through a phase. But not like the dykey ones, but, you know, I went through a phase. I'm not going to lie. I went through a phase. Went through a fucking phase. That's how I know so much about them. Get back in your Subaru and you sit there yourself. It's raining. I know. That's why I don't want to go. I'm going to do 2 hours today. I'm just going to fucking talk a little bit more to the people. $500 jeans or $485. Right. Subaru is always like, men should take pride in being like sufficient with not a lot of stuff. And women should take pride in being feminine, you know? Men should be like, dude, my jeans were only $1. No Subarus and no Miatas. Exactly. Men in shoes so gay. Right. I do. Never shot of a can. Your hand becomes your gay friend. Right. Well, here's the thing, though, guys. Even forget about that. Jizz is power. They don't want you to know that. So when you drain your balls, this is a fact. When you drain your balls, you're literally, guys, literal. You're literally draining your battery. It's like you go into your car and you leave the lights on. I never watched porn or mass. Dude, I used to whack a ton and watch a ton of porn because I had such a giant battery. I was constantly fucking frying it. I'm not saying if you, like, I get it. It's an ongoing thing. But it's the plague. It's the plague of men. It's not COVID-19. It's that they're taking their fucking life force and they're draining it. And that's why when people are like, wear a mask, they're like, okay. Oh, I'm so, my dick is sensitive. Dude, and that's why a lot of good men, this is where I come in. This is my role here. A lot of good men won't talk about it because it's vulgar. And I get that. Where they're like, why you got to talk about jizz? I get that, but you have to. Because this is the thing. People need to understand what the fuck is going on. And we live in a very vulgar world. And so young people don't... They have to be told what the fuck is going on. And you have to speak in a language they understand. You can't just say, la, 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 la. No one's whacking. Guys, 99% of dudes are addicted to pornography. Not in the bears. I would say 50-50 in the bear community. Which is why I think there's so little triggering. When you're draining your fucking battery, that's why people get so triggerable. That's why men are like, oh my God, don't say that about my church. It's going to open soon. My pastor just needs to eat more chocolate. Oh, dude, I'm watching a masturbator. Dude, it's exactly a direct relationship because they don't have any strength. They're just like, they drain it. And so every poke, everything's like, oh, how dare you? Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. It's a fact, dude. It's a fact. And it doesn't have the same effect on women, but it makes women lonely cat ladies. And it also makes them not respect their husbands as much. Women shouldn't masturbate either, obviously. Women are like, but don't you think it's sexy? Shut up, dyke. Because it's like when a woman completes her own circuit like that, they just become too self-reliant. And then they're like, there's no good men anywhere. Well, seeing as your wrist is in a fucking cast, I'm guessing I know why the fuck you can't see any good men anywhere. Because you can't stop playing DJ Clit when no one's looking, huh, lady? I'm just trying to I just had a bath and I lit some candle. It's fuck you. There's no good men anywhere. Yeah, because you're blind. Because you've been rubbing yourself into oblivion. How would you fight a ticket for not wearing a mask? I don't know. I don't care. Big laughs on that one? Yeah. Oh, there's no good men anywhere. I'm just going to have to go back home and rub my clit. DJ Clit! Big laughs on that one. Nice. Doing a remix. She's doing a remix. Fucking Clit. DJ Clit! Drop that beat! I just want a cat. Narcissist admires his own reflection in the pond of squirt. Exactly, K.O. Bear. Exactly right. The divorced boomer uses his Corvette to cruise trying to pick up 20-year-olds. Right, no one gives a fuck anymore. So much debt, like anyone can get a Corvette. I don't need no man. I got a vibrating dildo in my hand. Right, and then they get so... They don't know why they're so fucking lonely all the time. They're like, I just can't find a man anywhere. Well, have you tried? No, I'm always running home to DJ my clit. Look at all the women laughing, dude. They know. They fucking know. They know I'm right. They know I'm right. And then their sexuality gets tied to themselves. DJ Clit. Ugh. And then they don't, like, they're not as drawn to men. Then they get a fucking Subaru. They start wearing a stupid, retarded hat. Just fucking pathetic. DJ Clit. Instant classic. Thank you. Yeah, when I riff, it becomes usually very enjoyable. And by the way, judging by female reaction, I nailed that on the fucking head. And you know it. I nailed that one on the clit. Oh, but... And then they don't know why they're so lonely. They're like, I'm trying to find a man, but I keep running home and just, you know, taking a bath. And... All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. You did? Yeah, I nailed it on the head. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, all the ladies. All right. Yep, that is exactly right. DJ Clit, Greek Orthodox bear nail. Yep, nailed it. Because they go blind. It's the same as men. It's like, and they think it's so fucking like empowering. It's like, what's so empowering about rubbing yourself? But, you know, I'm just take a bath. And just... All right. That postman knows what you order. Yeah, the postman knows. Piano stream tonight? I don't know. And then, look at that. Onyx is looking for the bike. DJ Clit! No cooties or consequences. There is consequences, Greek Orthodox bear. There is consequences. You go blind, you don't see men around you. Greek Orthodox bear, has someone been playing DJ Clit? I'm in Toronto, and I just can't find a man anywhere. Greek Orthodox bear... I have some fucking theories as to why, but I'm just trying, you know, it's just safer this way. No, it isn't. Yeah, Greek Orthodox bear knows I just busted her. Big laughs. I'm just looking for a good man. I just can't seem to find one anywhere. I'll see you guys later. Oh. Yeah, big ol' happy. You know I'm fucking right. You know I'm right. And you won't hear this shit at church because they won't talk about real shit. They won't fucking tell you what's real. It's too vulgar to discuss. It's too vulgar to discuss. Okay, well, I don't see it that way. I'm getting rained on right now. The sky is squirting. Oh my gosh, haha, big laughs, haha. Yeah, it's constant. All right, if you want to support the stream... P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, unauthorized.tv, lots of DJ Clits in Brooklyn. Oh, dude, it's like every girl. Oh, I never have. I hate myself. I did. Shut the fuck, you. I just never, I'm not one of the bad ones. Or it's like, it's nothing. It's just what I do. It's my little friend. It just shut the fuck up. The fuck outside. All right, adios. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and blow, guy. And hey, DJ Clit, take a breather on this remix. Get married, have kids. Much better. Much better than just vibrating yourself.